Nearly 600 people in Wisconsin took their own lives in the year 2000. That's more than three times the number of homicides and 10 times the number of people who died from AIDS. Among the state's suicide victims was 22-year-old Daryl Durr, whose mother Pat is working to get the word out on preventing similar tragedies in other families.
After his death, when I would see a motorcycle go by, I would look at that motorcycle, wondering if that was him, knowing it wasn't him, and just realizing that I was never going to see him again.
While families may be constantly reminded of a loved one's death, Dennis Gates says the general public needs to become more aware of the issue.
I've been ringing the bell every 17 minutes since the news conference started, because that's how often someone in this country dies of suicide.
Suicide is the third leading cause of death nationally. Here in Wisconsin, it ranks second in deaths of 15 to 34-year-olds. Susan Opheim is with a group called HOPES. It stands for Helping Others Prevent and Educate About Suicide. She says 90% of those taking their own lives suffer from treatable depression or substance abuse. That comes from a state study on suicide, which says the media can be helpful in informing the public. But the Health and Family Services study also says the media can exaggerate the problem, hurt victims' families, or even prompt copycat suicides of celebrity deaths.
When we talk about suicide, that we don't do the details and that we're sensitive to the survivors.
Like Pat Durr, who first lost a husband, then a son to suicide.
All his friends are getting married and having babies. Daryl's life just stopped.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.